Introduction. Ever since the announcement of my conversion to deism, I have been asked on numerous occasions to provide an account of the factors that led me to change my mind. In a few subsequent articles and in the new introduction to the 2005 edition of My God and Philosophy, I drew attention to recent works relevant to the ongoing discussion on God, but I did not elaborate further on my own views. I have now been persuaded to present here what might be called my last will and testament. In brief, as the title says, I now believe there is a God. The subtitle, How the World's Most Notorious Atheist Changed His Mind, was not my own invention. But it is one I am happy to employ, for the invention and employment of apt yet arresting titles is for Flews something of a family tradition. My theologian father once edited a collection of essays by himself and some of his former students, and gave to this polemic paperback the paradoxical and yet wholly appropriate and properly informative title, The Catholicity of Protestantism. In the matter of form of presentation, if not of substantive doctrine, following his example, I have in my time published papers with such titles as Do-Gooders Doing No Good and Is Pascal's Wager the Only Safe Bet? At the outset, I should make one thing clear. When reports of my change of mind were spread by the media and the ubiquitous internet, some commentators were quick to claim that my advanced age had something to do with my conversion. It has been said that fear concentrates the mind powerfully, and these critics had concluded that expectations of an impending entrance into the afterlife had triggered a deathbed conversion. Clearly, these people were familiar with neither my writings on the non-existence of an afterlife nor with my current views on the topic. For over 50 years, I have not simply denied the existence of God, but also the existence of an afterlife. My Gifford lectures, published as The Logic of Mortality, represent the culmination of this process of thought. This is one area in which I have not changed my mind. Absent special revelation, a possibility that is well represented in this book by N.T. Wright's contribution, I do not think of myself surviving death. For the record, then, I want to lay to rest all those rumours that have me placing Pascalian bets. I should point out, moreover, that this is not the first time I changed my mind on a fundamental issue. Among other things, listeners who are familiar with my vigorous defence of free markets may be surprised to learn that I was once a Marxist. For details, see the second chapter of this book. In addition, over two decades ago, I retracted my earlier view that all human choices are determined entirely by physical causes. Since this is a book about why I changed my mind about the existence of God, an obvious question would be what I believed before the change and why. The first three chapters seek to answer this question, and the last seven chapters describe my discovery of the divine. In the preparation of the last seven chapters, I was greatly helped by discussions with Professor Richard Swinburne and Professor Brian Leftow, the former and current occupants of the Noloth Chair at Oxford. There are two appendices to the book. The first is an analysis of the so-called New Atheism of Richard Dawkins.